Hi, good morning. This is Calvin Darden.
This is Calvin Darden.
Hi, Mr. Darden. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, sir, and your individual answers are confidential. Just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
First of all, there's no such thing as a black race. Black is a color. But anyway.
My apologies, sir.
I guess you can call me African American or black or Negro or whatever.
Okay. Sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, sir? Probably vote? Or the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay. And what is your age, sir? Is your age 55?
Yeah, I'm 55.
Sir, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. How motivated are you to vote, sir, from 0 to 10?
I'm highly motivated. I guess 10.
10. Okay. And generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Extremely closely.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, and independent, or something else?
I'm classified as a Democrat, but I vote any kind of way I want to. I don't vote straight ticket anymore.
Okay. And would you call yourself?
But I don't vote for Republican. I only vote
okay.
for Democrat or independent, that's like liberal or social. I don't vote for conservatives or anything like that or right-wingers. So if I vote for someone who's not a Democrat, he's probably a social or he's a liberal person, but he's an independent, you know, something like that. I don't know how you're going to write
okay. that. And so you will call yourself a not, you will not be a strong Democrat, correct?
I wouldn't say I'm not a strong Democrat, just that if there's a Democrat I think is sorry, like a corrupt person, I'm not going to vote for him just because he's a Democrat. You know, I'm not just blindly going to vote blue no matter who. If somebody's a crook or ineffective or either something where he's done something like, who knows, he's done a lot of immoral stuff, I ain't vote for him. Now, before I would just vote straight ticket, but now, no, I'm not going to do that sort of thing. So I guess
so would you call your...
Maybe I'm not strong if I don't want to vote for someone because they're a corrupt individual. You know, so if you want to...
I understand.
See that,
okay. So would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat? That would be not a very strong Democrat, correct?
No, I disagree. I mean, just because you don't want to vote the way people want you to vote, that doesn't make you strong or weak. That just makes you independent-minded.
Okay. You approve or disapprove Joe Biden is handling his job as president, sir? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
got tons of homeless people. You got a one-room apartment going for $2,000. Gas prices still high as heck. People working for scraps. I don't think I'd be happy with none of that. We got a war going on in Ukraine, billions of dollars going there, but we can't do nothing for people here. A war that we're trying
to... So that would be very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, sir, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Of course, there's inflation going out the roof. Nobody's economic situation is getting better, except for the rich, because inflation don't affect rich people. They're the ones who raise the prices. They're not getting poorer. They get richer off of inflation. It affects, only affects poor people, the people who don't, or the price changes, you know. So, of course, people's lives are worse. Your dollar, your purchasing power, your dollar is dwindling. It wasn't that much to start with. You know, at least when Trump was president, interest rates were very low. They almost went into the negative. Now you got crazy mess with interest rates and inflation.
You're getting worse, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you the list starting right now. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, reducing crime, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, border security, improving kindergarten to 12th grade public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, combating division and racism. You may select up to two from the list that I have just read on what do you think they should focus on the most?
They should have been focusing on all of that already. Oh, Lord, they should have already been focusing on all that stuff. But if I had to pick on two, I would say, you didn't say war, did you? You didn't say nothing about war or military spending, right?
At the moment, I did not mention it to you.
Okay, so let me see. So I got to pick from that list of things that you just said. Can you say it again? Cause that's a lot of stuff.
Yes, sir. Let me go ahead and read them to you. I'm going to go ahead and start at this moment. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, reducing crime, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms.
I would say that one, raising wages, that's something that they could feasibly do. You know, all they have to do is raise the minimum wage, and that's very simple. All they got to do is sign their name on some paper, you know. That's something they could do.
Okay.
Do it? No. So raising the minimum wage, like, to $22 an hour, that would be a great thing. So that's one of them.
Okay.
Next one, keep continuing.
The next ones on the list were passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, border security, improving kindergarten to 12th grade public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, combating division and racism.
People gonna hate no matter whatever, but I'd probably say K-12 education. A lot of public schools are really falling behind. I mean, the United States not even the top 10 in public education. So that's the second one I'd probably say.
Okay. Okay. Now I'd like you to rate your. Okay. Sir, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. I'm going to start with the list with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 100.
I'd probably say 50.
What about Jill Stein?
I'd probably say about 40.
What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Okay. What about Josh Stein?
Josh Stein. I heard his name. I forget what he is, though. He's a Green Party candidate? No. I can't remember who he is, so I'd have to say skip or whatever.
Never heard of him or no opinion at the moment?
I've heard of him. I just can't relate what he is and what he's about. That's all I'm saying. You know?
Okay, so at the moment, no opinion, correct?
No opinion, yeah.
Okay, what about Democrats in Congress?
Zero.
What about Republicans in Congress?
Negative 100, but still, I say zero.
Okay. What about Tim Scott?
God, zero.
What about Mark K. Robinson?
Zero.
What about Joe Biden?
Negative, but zero.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, God, I hate her. Negative, but you put down zero.
Okay. Sir, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, you can also say so.
I'm going to probably vote for either the Green Party candidate or either Cornel West. Because Kennedy's not, he's not liberal.
And, sir, if... Okay. And if the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Democrat Josh Stein, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Republican Mark Robinson, and Libertarian Mike Ross, for whom would you vote if you are decided? Please say so.
I don't like none of them. I prefer the Green Party candidate, but I know he ain't going to win. So I'm going to vote Josh Stein.
Okay. And... did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night, sir?
Yeah, I saw it.
And did you watch some or did you watch, or only a little?
I watched the entire thing.
Okay. And did what you see during the debate, did it make you feel more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president? Did it make you feel much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely to support him, somewhat less likely to support him, or much less likely to support Joe Biden?
I didn't vote for Joe Biden the first time. Why would I vote for him now? I mean, all he did was get on TV and tell lies after lies. Trump did the same thing, and the moderators did nothing to fact-check the lies they were telling. But I have no support for Joe Biden. No anything for him. No.
So that would be a much less likely to support Joe Biden, correct?
Extremely unlikely. Yeah.
Okay. And what did you see or heard that makes you less likely to support Joe Biden for president? Would it be the same answer you just provided to me? What you mentioned that he was providing lies.
Yeah, he was telling lies, but Trump was lying too. But you know, it's like, you know, I'm like, here he is. He's talking about problems. I understand that this problem exists, and this is an issue that we need to address. You've been president 3 years. Why haven't you addressed that problem? You're the president. Why didn't you fix it before now? I'm like, it's the dumbest thing. Yes, it's a problem. Why haven't you done anything about it? You know, stupid stuff like that, you know. But anyway, he hasn't done anything since I'm African-American, quote-unquote. What has he done specifically for black people? Nothing, you know? Nothing. And so they want to mix us in with all these other people saying, look, we did this for you. No, you did that in general for everybody, you know? And so my thing is this, what do you do when you vote? You vote because you give your vote and you expect somebody to do something for you. If they're not doing nothing for you, why vote for them? They're just mixing you in with every little thing, and I'm like, okay. Or either trying to lie about what they're trying to do for you.
Okay. And, sir, did what you see during the debate, did it make you feel more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president? Did it make you feel much less likely to support Donald Trump, somewhat more likely to support Donald Trump, somewhat less likely to support him, or much less likely to support him?
Yeah, Donald Trump's a scumbucket, just like Biden. They both are womanizers. They both be chasing women. They both are sexist and racist. So why would I support either one of them? But that's what we've had the whole history of this country, a bunch of sexist, racist, white men.
So that would make you much less likely to support Donald Trump, correct?
I'm not going to support either one of them. I'm not voting for either one of them. I have no support. All the debate shows me is how corporate media in this country is controlled by the very rich and how they try to present an image of their puppets that they want you to think you're voting and elected for president to come off as. I was like, if I'd been the moderator, I would have been sitting there hitting both of them left and right. That's a lie. That's not the truth. This is what you actually did, and you didn't do that. But did the moderators do that to make them sweat on TV? No. What'd that tell you? They're not out there trying to give the American people a true analysis of these people. They just want to give you some fluff on TV to look at for ratings.
Okay. Okay, it has been noted down of what you saw and heard that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump. I have noted it down, sir. And now I'd like you to...
Too. The other thing about the debates, too, is we got these other people running for president, but they wouldn't let those people on the stage. What kind of democracy or what kind of equality is that? They should get up there so they can all talk and go at each other and talk their junk or whatever. But, you know, just have those two dummies on the stage, that to me shows control and manipulation of people.
Okay.
But anyway, you can...
Okay. Sir, I'd like you to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe is the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. I'm going to read the list right now. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising crime and violence. Please select up to two.
Okay, so the first one is Okay, okay, let's do it like this, because that was kind of, can you say like one and then name it off? Say two, name that one off. Three, name that one off. So it doesn't all
okay.
Look like it's running together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and I'll start at this moment. One, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Two, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Three, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Four, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Five, the lack of quality education opportunities. Six, stagnant wages and rising costs. Seven, cuts to the social safety net and social, like social security. Eight, rising crime and violence. Mm-hmm. You may select up to two.
Well, I would say if people got good jobs, then you don't have to worry about the social safety net as much. You know, if everybody had decent jobs, paying jobs. So that one. And then I would say education, the fifth one, number four and number five.
Okay. And, sir, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. I'm going to read you some issues. The first issue is bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Do you think Biden would do much better, Biden would do somewhat better, Trump would do somewhat better, or Trump would do much better?
Let me see. On that issue, I'd probably say Trump would do better.
And do you think he would do somewhat better or much better?
Well, there was something that Trump did at the end of his presidency that lowered costs, but Biden took credit for it, though.
Okay, so that would be somewhat better, right?
Somewhat better, yeah.
Okay, the next.
I don't think any of these guys, either one way or the other, is going to do a huge, huge truckload of good for the masses of people. The only thing they're going to do is give the masses of people crumbs off the table while they really do what corporations and the rich want. So when I say he's just going to do just enough, a little something, but not something that's grandiose or nothing.
Okay. The next issue, sir, is growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you. Do you think Biden would do much better at dealing with that issue, or he would do somewhat better, or do you think Trump would do somewhat better or much better?
Neither one of them raised the minimum wage for everybody. I mean, Biden raised the minimum wage for federal employees or something, you know. But, you know, so I would say that basically neither one of them would do anything because none of them raised the minimum wage.
Okay. What about the issue, sir, of protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare? Do you think Biden would do much better? Biden would do somewhat better? Trump would do somewhat better, or do you think Trump would do much better?
Nobody really protects Social Security or Medicare. They act like it's an endless fund. And then, you know, they're doing things to underfund it, both sides. I don't think nobody's going to do anything to protect it.
Okay. And what about the issue, sir, of the rise of white supremacy and nationalism? Do you think Biden would do much better at dealing with that issue, or he would do somewhat better, or do you think Trump would do somewhat better, or Trump would do much better?
Trump had a lot of negative things going on with blacks for a long time, you know, not wanting to rent houses to black people and all this and all that. And Biden had his thing where he was piling with segregationists because he didn't want to integrate schools and stuff. And he called people jungle, talking about, oh, it's going to be a jungle, and called black people basically monkeys, you know? And then Trump saying, oh, those countries in Africa, they're shit countries and everything. They're all white men who have a white point of view, who have negative views about black people. And you're not going to change that because that's the generation they come from, and they pass these values down to their children, and these values come through the rest of society. Everybody hates black people, but they all want to copy black people. Music, dance, clothes, all this stuff. But nobody really likes black people, you know? And so basically, you know, black people need to realize that you're just getting played no matter what party it is. And then they want to say, okay, you need to shut up and vote for whoever we tell you to vote for, even though you're not going to get nothing for it. We'll make sure the Hispanics get something, the Asians get something, the white women get something, but you're not getting nothing. And if you complain about it, you're not being a good Democrat. So, you know, until I actually see something, I'm like, you know, I don't even know what the question was anymore. Oh, white supremacy. This country was built for white people, by white people, by black people. And black people don't benefit not one bit being here. And white supremacy is not going nowhere until this country goes down the shithole. Because they got all the money, they got all the power. And they're working collectively to keep people from ever replacing them in power. In order to take down white supremacy, you have to take down what the white man has, his control.
Okay.
And they don't want to let no control anything. And people want to kiss the ass of the white people that live here because they got money, they got power. And they want to be a part of that group, the winning group. Oh, don't get with black people. Black people, get with us because we're white people. And you get with us, you'll rise in society. You get with them, it's not a good thing. But anyway, you know, it's just like amazes me how people come to this country and they hate black people as soon as they get on the fucking boat.
Okay. What about the issue, sir, of implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of the people who shouldn't have them? Do you think Biden would do much better with that issue? He would do somewhat better. Do you think Trump would do somewhat better? Or do you think Trump would do much better at dealing with the issue of implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them?
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with guns, per se. I mean, I have a problem with crazy people or hateful people or white supremacists who want to overthrow the government with guns and stuff. But, you know, it's like this. What can you do? I mean, if I want to hurt you, I can take a brick and hit you inside the head. A gun's just another tool to hurt somebody. But, you know, guns themselves can allow you to kill a bunch of people in, like, a mass killing event kind of thing. But, you know, they need to, like, you know, do a better job of, like, making sure these people don't have issues. But, you know, that's beyond me. But do I think either one of them would be better at handling that situation? I would say no, because nobody has done a better job handling it before either of them, from either party. You know,
okay.
We've always had crime, and, we've always had murder, and so I don't think either one would do better.
Okay, and what about the issue, sir, of securing our borders? Do you think Biden would do much better, somewhat better, Trump would do somewhat better, or Trump would do much better at securing our borders?
I would say that, looking at history, neither president has ever done a good job of securing the borders, you know? They let who in who they want to let in, for whatever reason, you know? And so my thing is that securing the borders is one of those issues where it comes down to filtering into that whole area of white supremacy. They don't want these non-whites coming over here, and they're afraid of losing control of society. And they might become a minority in society, but, you know, it's like this. Some people, they don't want women having, you know, birth control because they want them to keep pumping out more little white babies, you know. We can't become a minority in our country. Why can't you become a minority? Because we white people, it's our country. Oh, I thought this was supposed to be America and everybody's the same and equal and everything. It doesn't matter if you're this or that or whatever. Oh, we got to have more white people here. We can't let our numbers fall. So I would say,
yeah. Okay.
I would say, you know,
and generally, And generally speaking, sir, do you think President Biden's handling of the issue of Gaza war, does it make you feel more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference on how he's handling his job on the issue of Gaza war?
Well, you know, we give Israel all this money, we give them weapons. So if I give you a gun and you run off and shoot somebody with it, am I just as, you know, held accountable in a courtroom for you killing that little girl or baby with that gun I gave you? All you got to say is, if you don't cut that war out, we're going to defund you. But no, Israel has so much money and PACs and lobbyists over here. They basically control our government and tell us what to do. That's why Congress passed a bill saying if you say something bad about them, you could get in trouble legally with law. I mean, how can you get in trouble talking about another country and you're supposed to be an American? But that's just how it is, you know.
Does it make you much more likely to support him, somewhat much likely to support him, somewhat less likely to support him, or much less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Well, I was never going to support him, so, you know, and the Gaza war makes me want to support him even less. It makes me want to see him get out of there. I hate seeing wars where people are killing people over money. You know, killing people, letting people starve and shit, and it's all over money and corporate greed, you know?
So that will make you much less likely to support him, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, sir, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Well, you know, if I remember correctly, the charges were brought by the state attorney, that state guy in New York City, but the charges that were broken were like federal charges. So here's the state guy bringing federal charges against Trump. That in itself seemed kind of like a circus type of thing going on, you know? But my thing is this, is that, you know, the whole thing is basically, you know, political theater, you know? And I think anything and everything they can to, like, muddy the man's image, they want to do it. But anyway, you can't muddy Trump's image even more. Trump's always been a scumbucket. Always done shady stuff, hold around with women. Biden's hold around with women. There's none of these people who can walk on water and heal the sick or turn water to wine. None of them are Christ figures. They're all scumbuckets. And so my thing is this, one scumbucket over another, he did this with women, Biden did this with women, Biden loved to touch women. I'm like, it's just, to me, I don't see why they did the trial in the first place. Well, I understand why. You know, people got these political vendettas and stuff and everything. But like I said, what's your general question with that again?
Like I mentioned to you, generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? Do you think it was very fair, somewhat unfair, or very unfair? Now, like I mentioned to you, Donald Trump was recently found.
Yeah, because, like, when they tried to have the trial move to a district that was more favorable to Trump, one where he got more people who voted for him, because only 5% of the people in that district where they had the trial actually voted for Trump. They should have took it to a district that was more impartial. So I'd say that in itself makes it more unfair to me, unfair.
So that would be somewhat unfair?
Very unfair.
Very unfair?
Yeah.
Okay. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement that I just read to you? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree.
I believe more black people are going to vote for Trump. But I'm not going to vote for Trump unless Trump talks specifics about what he's going to do for black people. I don't him talking about the problems that black people face unless he's going to say, I got a solution for this. And what is your solution? You know, I'm not going to just vote for Trump just because, you know, Trump is sitting out here saying, hey, what you got to lose? You might as well vote for me. No, that's not giving me something in exchange for something. When you go to the grocery store, you give them money for food. If you gave them money and you didn't get no food, you'd be mad. You know? Politics is quid pro pro. And Trump's not going to do anything for black people. The same way Biden's not going to do anything for black people. Now, Trump came out here today and said, oh, I'm going to do this for black people. A, B, C, D.
Okay. So you would somewhat agree with it?
No, because what did he do? Well, he did do something for black people. He gave money to HBCUs. HBCUs really is a combination because not just black kids go to HBCUs. You got other different races of people who go to HBCUs too. You got white people that go there. You got black people. All of them go there. But he did get money to HBCUs. He did parole a couple of black people who were criminals. That's something Biden has done. You know, he's done a couple of little nicky things for black people, but he is not no pro-black person. You know, he's not a pro-black politician. So I would say, in general, that is probably a lot of black people are going to vote for Biden, but they're not going to vote for Trump either. They're going to probably vote, but they're going to say the hell with both of them. So I would say that's probably not true.
So you would somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I would somewhat disagree. But he is going to get a bump in black voters because a lot of black voters are stupid and they'll just vote for Trump anyway. But anyway, they get nothing.
And, sir, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Do you receive them very often, not often, or not at all often? Not at all from social
media? Very often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information from? TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, also called X, YouTube, or another social media?
I mean, I watch the news on TV, which is a bunch of propaganda, the major networks. I watch YouTube. And YouTube has sometimes, you know, videos in it that has TikTok videos inside of their YouTube video. I don't really watch TikTok per se, you know, but a lot of TikTok stuff be presented in YouTube videos. You know, I read, you know, different things on the internet, like Yahoo News or either MSNBC.com News, you know. So, you know, some of that stuff. I read the newspaper, you know, a lot of people don't read that no more.
Okay. So in this case, it will be YouTube, correct?
Yeah, YouTube's one of them. Yeah.
YouTube. And so it'll be, you would say YouTube, and the second one will be TikTok being the following, correct?
Well, I'd probably say not TikTok per se. TikTok is a lot of times in YouTube videos. So, you know, I wouldn't say I watch TikTok. I don't have a TikTok app on my phone or nothing. But I see a lot of TikTok videos on YouTube.
Okay. And, sir, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, first through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, like master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
Well, college graduate.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
You said 18 or younger?
Yes, 18 years or younger.
Oh, no. They're not. They're over 18.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, sir, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
It depends on the issue. I mean, I'm liberal by a lot of things, but like gay rights, I'm not liberal on that. I don't believe in gay rights.
Okay. So that would be somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
I go to funerals and weddings. That's it. So that's rare.
So that would be twice a week or more, correct?
No. Funerals and weddings don't happen that often. I would say, like, maybe once a year.
Once a year?
Yeah.
Okay. And, sir, thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white Caucasians? Would you say nearly, yes, in the neighborhood that you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half?
The majority are white people.
So that would be nearly all, correct? Okay. And would you describe the area where you live in, urban, suburban, rural?
It used to be rural, but over 20 years it's turned to being more like suburban. More people moving.
Okay.
More big subdivisions, yada, yada, yada.
And, sir, were one of your grandparents born outside of the United States? One of your grandparents, one or more of your grandparents?
No.
And were one of more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No. My parents have been here since the 1500s.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Sir, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your participation. Do note, sir, that your opinion is very important. Thanks again for your help. You have yourself a wonderful day and a great rest of the weekend. Okay, sir?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.